This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Tackling the escalating climate crisis will take the spotlight today as world leaders gather for their annual meeting at the United Nations. AP's Julie Walker reports.
While not every country is going to speak, and that includes the U.S., the goal of Secretary General Antonio Guterres's Climate Action Summit is to convince everyone to fight climate change.
I am deeply convinced that climate change is the defining issue of our time.
Another passionate voice will come from youth activist Greta Thunberg, who helped galvanize Friday's worldwide climate strike.
Millions of people across the globe marched and demanded real climate action.
The UN announced yesterday that it will cut its own carbon pollution 25% in the next 6 years. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has confirmed that he raised the subject of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. Mr. Trump is facing allegations that he pressured Ukraine to investigate his potential 2020 rival, which he denies. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says the call was largely congratulatory.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place. Was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in Congress. Adam Schiff, a senior Democrat, says Mr. Trump may have crossed the Rubicon. Mr. Schiff, the influential head of the House Intelligence Committee, had previously opposed impeachment. An Afghan official says at least 40 civilians were killed Monday during an Afghan special forces raid and airstrikes against the Taliban in Helmand Province. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign has failed and that sanctions it imposed after abandoning the 2015 agreement on Iran's nuclear program show that the United States is desperate. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the U.N. to keep regional matters local.
We will present a plan to the world in the coming days at the United Nations that the Islamic Republic of Iran can create security and safety for the region with the help of neighboring countries. Wherever the Americans and our enemies were present, they destroyed security there, whether it is Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, or the Persian Gulf.
The Saudi Defense Ministry this week showed what it called undeniable evidence of Iran's involvement in the drone attack that quickly but temporarily affected oil cost and supply. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's semi-official Fars News Agency says the British oil tanker, seized by Iran in July, will soon be released. The ship and its crew were seized by Iran's Revolutionary Guard in the Strait of Hormuz for alleged maritime violations just weeks after British forces seized an Iranian oil tanker off the coast of Gibraltar. British tour company Thomas Cook has collapsed after failing to secure emergency funding, leaving tens of thousands of vacationers stranded abroad. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
150,000 British Thomas Cook customers are currently in vacation spots around the globe, and according to the British government, will be part of the largest repatriation effort in Britain's peacetime history. One holidaymaker waiting to board a Thomas Cook flight couldn't hide his disappointment.
We've been saving up for a year for this holiday, you know what I mean? And we've paid all our money, we've paid all the insurance. We've come here on a Gatwick fly, we've had to pay that, so we're going to lose that money now, and we've got nothing left. We're gutted, absolutely gutted.
The company, several months ago, had blamed a slowdown in bookings because of Brexit uncertainty for contributing to its crushing debt burden. Karen Chamas, London.
Israel's president is holding his second and final day of crucial talks to find a new prime minister and a way out of a political deadlock as he meets Monday with the smaller parties elected at last week's vote. Kenyan officials say at least seven children have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesman says 57 students were taken to the hospital. For more news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
98.1. All the hits and more.